time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Joseph Tambernino is calling from Walnut Creek, California. Joseph, welcome.
Thank you. How are you, Fred?
Oh, I'm doing just fine today. Joseph, what's your musical background?
Well, I come from a musical family and started learning the piano when I was a young boy and have been a singer of... well, pretty much all my life, and I play a really mean didgeridoo.
Do you have a didgeridoo there by any chance?
I do.
He didgeridoos.
You know, if you feel so moved, Joseph, and it feels like the didgeridoo fits.
Moved by some demon, I think. I don't know.
Okay, well, Joseph, you know what's about to happen here. Bruce is going to play this for you. Your job is to name the tune that's hidden in there and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. I don't know what's coming either, so if you get stuck, maybe we can brainstorm on this together. Joseph, here is your piano puzzler.
Very nice.
Very nice and very cute.
Yes, it's a cute one. We don't have too many cute puzzlers.
Well, Joseph, what do you think?
Well, it's Chopin's Minute Waltz that you took off from.
Right.
Right, so in the style of Frédéric Chopin. Very well done.
And is it Some Enchanted Evening?
That's correct, too. What else is there to say?
Well, it's, you know, Rodgers and Hammerstein from South Pacific.
That's right.
Well, there you go. Some Enchanted Evening in the style of Chopin. And Joseph, you nailed them both right away. Bruce, what was going on? How did you combine those two?
Well, you know, it seemed to me that the opening of the Minute Waltz, which is really the Minute Waltz, by the way, but no one calls it that at all. But the opening of it really lends itself to the opening of Some Enchanted, because you have... and then eventually, if you turn it around, which I had to do, I had to turn the little motif backwards. And once that happened, it was hard to stop. And, you know, the harmonies that Richard Rodgers wrote tend to be 19th century parlor-like harmonies. It fits very well. So I just basically used the textures of Chopin and the layout of a Chopin waltz. But because the motifs fit together, it's pretty funny. You know, and even the ending, there's nothing on Chopin about that at all. It's just that we recognize it as Rodgers, so we laugh. If you recognize Hammerstein, that's good, because I didn't use the words.
Joseph, you got this so quickly, there's nothing else to say about it. So, Bruce, I wonder if we could just hear this again, now that we know it's Some Enchanted Evening in the style of Chopin.
Especially since it was so artfully put together.
Absolutely. Bruce, what do you say about playing this one more time?
I can't deny you that pleasure, Fred. Here we go. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. Nicely done. Some Enchanted Evening in the style of Chopin, and actually in the style of Chopin's Minute or Minute Waltz.
Right.
Bruce Adolph put that together.
I tried to use minute detail.
You did. Joseph Tambernino from Walnut Creek, California, and a piano puzzler champion this week. What's your public radio station?
KXPR. Very good station.
A very nice station. And Joseph, thanks so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.